January 31st, 2012, it's a lot from Pedro's show. Lot from Pedro show. Tuesday here at Love Grotto and Pleasure Point. Brother Matt,
yeah.
How are you?
We got some guests. Yeah, hey guys. Rudy Nix here. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good to see you guys.
Nick Aguilar and his pop Rudy come to visit. South part of town for you guys.
Yeah, last time you came here it was the first day of school for Nick going to high school.
Yeah.
Now we're starting a new semester.
Well, I should say we start up the show with Freddie Freeloader with the False Start Clam, even John Coltrane and Miles Davis clammed. You can hear Miles talking there at the end. So maybe it wasn't him. And then we heard Untitled CC Sawako. So, school.
Yeah. How's it going?
It's going pretty good.
School life is sweet?
Yeah, it's like not bad as I thought it was going to be in the beginning. It's getting a lot better.
Yeah. Looks like you always got cute little babes around on your Facebook pictures.
Yeah. Other than that, my grades are... Well, other than everything else, my grades are well, too.
Cool.
Yeah, and I had finals, 2 weeks ago. It's pretty hassle.
It's kind of like in our household, it's like once he starts, well, we know those grades, it's time to step up. And he's been stepping up so far, so he gets those privileges.
Awesome, you earned it.
Yeah, he did.
Right on.
The earner.
Yeah.
Nick's got a new middle name.
Yeah.
What's the hardest thing in school, Nick?
I don't know,
what's the easiest thing in school, Nick?
Hardest thing is probably a few of my classes. They're either really easy or really hard.
Yeah, I figured they were a class, but what's it in?
Probably English. My English class is really hard.
Okay, what's the easiest?
Ceramics.
Somebody's getting kibitz out there.
Academically, probably Spanish.
You got your hand in the back of Nick's back there. You doing the old...
You know what?
His name, Charlie McCarthy.
It was funny because we were talking about that when we were coming from school right now. You know what? It's like he is a lot like me, you know? He is a lot like me. God has a great sense of humor.
So easiest ceramics, hardest is English.
Yeah, but academically, Spanish is probably easy. My Spanish classes are pretty easy.
It's easier in ceramics?
yeah, actually.
So you got to tell me. I can't read mine.
Yeah, Spanish is probably easier. Ceramics gets difficult sometimes with all the projects that we have to do.
What I love most about the Spanish is that he can actually write it out now. I'll pronounce it, and he trips on me that I don't write it or spell it or anything. I can read a little bit of it, but I can talk it pretty well. Uh-huh. I mean, I understand it all. There's some words that I struggle with, and sometimes he can't understand that. And I just said, you know, Nick, it's like sounds, man. You listen to the sounds, for me, I love language. You know, I like to say kako si dobro jutro, you know, Croatian, of course. And then Italian, I picked that up when I was commercial fishing back in the day. Mm-hmm. But with Nick, it's he's going to learn. I'm taking him to Costa Rica this year.
Oh, awesome.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, in July.
Well, yeah, so you absorbed it. You're learning it from a book.
Yeah.
Different.
Yeah, from mom and dad. Just talking all the time.
Yeah, but they probably are more into the grammar and all this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty difficult when you think about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you put up against English, I think it's a little more consistent.
Yeah, taking Spanish kind of helped me understand some stuff when I was doing English before.
I'm actually better at Spanish than my English class. Like, Spanish grammar I'm better at than English grammar.
A little more consistent, less cobbled together.
Their
rules are more
easy.
You
said Rudy had problem with the reading it.
Oh yeah,
but a lot more consistent with the pronunciation.
Oh yeah,
A's always have the same sound. Not this.
Right.
Yeah, you learned it from hearing it all the time.
Oh yeah,
you had to see it.
And sometimes when I go to Costa Rica and I use my Spanish language, they'll look at me and they'll go, "Where are you from?" And
accent.
Right. And it's like, because it's just a little taste, you know, a little taste.
Yeah.
And sound, once again.
Well, they sound different probably to you, too, than here.
Some of the stuff, but we understand each other completely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it was in Venezuela, same thing. They'd, like, leave out that, like, they owned it. They would put the S on the end of the thing, so.
Right. Yeah, same thing, like, when you go to, I understand when you go to Spain.
Mm-hmm.
I could probably give you a pronunciation. As you say, buenos dias in Spanish, buenos dias. But if you go to Spain, they'll say, buen día. Buen día. You know, like, they won't, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, if you go to England, it sounds a little different, too.
Yeah.
You still can communicate.
Mm. Yeah.
Canada.
Yeah, language. I love languages, man. I love them.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So where do you guys go in Costa Rica?
We're going to jump around a little bit, since I know the country a little bit now, and I have our buddy Alan down there. He's a friend of the family now. I met him about 10 years ago. And we're going to jump around. I think we're going to go see the volcano.
Arenal.
They call it Arenal.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we're going to go down maybe into Jaco. Do some, you know, when you get in the trees and you go.
Zip line.
Zip line.
Yeah.
And then maybe go down to Manuel Antonio.
Awesome.
That's where the river is. Mm. One of the biggest rivers in Central America. So we're going to go check it out.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, if you go ziplining when you're at Arenal, you start off way high and then you end up coming right over the river. At the
right,
end.
Right.
Awesome.
You've been there.
Yeah, yeah. You got that hot spring that runs, the river runs right along the base of the volcano. It gets all thermal and hot. It's like a hot spring river. You just tuck in
just
the rocks
in
and
there.
It flows over you. It's awesome.
I want him to experience that stuff.
Yeah, it's bitching down there.
Respect. Let's play some more music.
Cool.
Queen. She could not pass over her. We'll be right back. troubles of the apple tonight, but here I am, ready for you, and a hungry shark, a hunky crack.
Unknown by Dollar Tree. Before that, we had Ken is a Dog by Mato Grosso.
Yeah.
Maybe a cousin. So. Then ahead of that was Hooper's Bloopers at Hikari Matsuri, live from Wakine. Hoshineko at Yamantaka Sonic Titan for that. And we started with CCW by the Yes Goes. Music. Are you doing music, Big Nick?
Yeah, still.
Still what, drums?
Yeah, drums.
What about the band?
Oh, the band? Still playing with the same people. Just
who's that?
Jacob Partita and my guitar. Yeah.
And?
And Victor Peta, the guitar player that I've been playing with since, like, last year. We haven't been...
I thought there was a lady involved.
No.
Nobody?
No.
Who was playing? There wasn't
a... Oh, well, that was, like, the thing with Tess. Like, the
That's right.
That's yeah, just
that's a different Bridge.
Yeah, that's like...
Didn't mean to...
No, it's okay.
So you meet a lot of new people and getting some totally new musical influences?
Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of different things lately. I've been trying to listen to, like, almost everything. Everything that I could get my hands on. I've been mostly listening to, like, a lot of alternative music and, like, indie stuff lately.
What's the coolest new thing that you just got going?
Like, music-wise?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He was talking about jazz band. He might join the jazz band.
I might try out for jazz band at school.
Mm-hmm.
Because my friend Dylan said it's really easy. But I don't know.
That's why you want to do it?
Well, no. Yeah. Well, I was scared because jazz is, like, really hard for me. But he said it's not as hard as you think. He said you only have to do, like, a swing feel and, like, just a simple jazz beat. And, like, that's about it.
You're probably going to teach you to read.
Yeah, I mean, I could already read drums pretty much, though, because of my drum teacher. His name's Dave. Mm-hmm. He teaches me all the basics, how to read it. I'm pretty much know how to read whatever now.
Well, then they'll probably give you songs, and you'll have to read them.
Yeah.
I doubt it, they're just going to have you play a jazz
band. Yeah.
And I'm going to try...
That's how you'll start off, but you'll probably get into it.
Yeah.
Music's with the band. Music is just another, flavor.
Yeah.
It's weird how it gets generic'd out, genre'd out into that, because there's a lot of jazz and blues and jazz and country and, you know, the whole gamut. So
yeah.
Don't be afraid of a certain style.
I have till March, so I think...
What, till March to choose?
Yeah, to choose.
To decide?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the other band? The school band, right? The marching band for the football game?
Oh, yeah, the marching band. I don't know. I think that's a... They say that's...
It's a field drum.
Yeah.
Or they got toms.
Yeah, they have toms.
Or they got the big bass drum.
Yeah, the big bass drum, toms, cymbals, pretty much like everything put together.
When we were at school, and we were checking out the school, and they brought all the musicians forth in front of us. And Nick had a choice, you know, he was checking it all out. And even though there was somebody who played the what do you call it?
Xylophone? Skin flute?
No, okay.
Xylophone?
Yeah, there was a xylophone player there, man. It was like, wow.
Yeah, Glockenspiel.
Yeah.
We have those guys in March.
Yeah.
The Sousa music has a lot of that stuff in it. I was at the Golden Dragon Parade in Chinatown Sunday. And there's a lot of bands. I mean, there's a lot of dragons and lions. But there were some bands. One of the school bands was Dana.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. What are they called? Their colors were blue.
Yeah, Richard Henry, Dana, I think Mariners or something.
See, I'm Dodson, and we were Dons. I don't know what Dana is. I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
And I couldn't see their name. I just saw Dana. That's all they had written on their outfits.
I just
they had big shields with the letters Dana. Yeah, Richard Henry Dana, folks. The middle school here. Yeah, you don't say junior high anymore. And Pedro, it's named after a man who wrote a book 2 years before the Mass, which is interesting. Yeah, went sailing.
Yeah, big trip.
Whale.
Around the Cape.
Yeah. wrote a book about it and ended up a very important person here. SoCal, and they named middle school after you.
Yeah, it's one of those public works buildings from back in the day with murals inside WPA. Of people working.
Like our post office. Right. Same era. Pedro's actually, the high school's a little before, but the stuff was added during that time, too. Any news on the other high school?
It's coming along. They're putting a baseball field in there, laying down some sod. Got little outdoor basketball courts in. Looks like the pool, I can't really see the pool zone, but I've been seeing people around that area. But the buildings look like they're pretty much done. They said it would be all done by April.
April.
And it opens up in September.
Okay. What about Mary Stark, the Navy housing?
I think they got all their trailers set up over there. The new setup.
They got the goats over there.
Yeah, they got the full-on goats.
A lot of room.
I think it's the same cat who had his goats.
Yeah, and the CB Field there.
CB Field, and also when the dispensary and the stuff, before they built those condos, those goats were chowing.
Yeah.
They eat everything.
Yeah.
Good yard.
That's why they put them in there, to like eat up all the land and the grass and all that.
Keep the garden thing.
Yeah, cheaper than gardeners.
A lot of room over there.
Yeah, then you have big barbecues when you're all done and cook them up. the goat dish. Taco party.
They're trippy, you know?
They're weird.
Yeah, with the slits in their eyes are the other way. Not the smartest, but you know what's really intense are the unfixed ones. The guys that haven't been yelled at. Oh, man. And they say the horny old goat thing you've never seen. Nanny at her zoo has this a little pygmy, Spanish pygmy one, and it's out of its mind, sucks itself off, pisses in his face. horny. He just does this leaping around, like frolic. His hair is just wild. Buck wild. It's music. Thank you.
All good fights, so-called, gallant endeavors, are good or gallant only as long as you want to endure them, as long as you in some sense enjoy fighting and or endeavoring. Once the wham-bang ritual itself gets to be superfluous or pointless or exorbitant, it becomes a futile waste of breath like any other, a bullshit masochistic riff, a birthday-suited chump's aerobic convulsion. Nobody needs more scar tissue. Well, maybe scarification artists need it. But the universe doesn't need one more work of high booty art, or one more conscientious artist.
Ape man or spaceman, spaceman or ape man or spaceman, spaceman or ape man.
Your job.
jobs, though.
Why for Pedro show? Let's see. We started off with Dose. We get a new Dose album, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dosey Dose. And this song, New Year's Waltz, we're a little late. Because this was the last day of the first month, but better late never. We did a gig Sunday. It was all ages, Nick.
Yeah.
I heard about it. It was early, too. We played at 6. And it was free admission, even. It was for Bob Lee and Elise in their LA Beat website.
I forgot about it.
It was a good gig.
Was that the Redwood? Was it at the Redwood?
We played there Friday with Rallo and Tom, but that's late at night and not all ages.
Oh, yay.
And not free admission, so.
You saw Raul over at Walker's, him and Vinny Vegas, riding the bike around Sunday.
Walker Cafe?
Yeah. Yeah, a bunch of people died this week, so they had a little tribute jam in the back there for a dude named Manny. He was a Pedro musician for a long time.
Oh.
But yeah, I know 4 people died last week. That was a crazy week.
Older?
But there were a couple, one younger, one 51, and then 2 older dudes.
Damn.
But yeah. Steve's a giant.
We lost Steve, man.
I'm down on the dock.
Yeah, he was working up. He just became a boss. And I've known him all, 25 years. He just became a boss. He loved his job. Hard working man. And he was in the wrong spot. You know, he was in the wrong spot. And, you know, God bless him, man. Those things happen.
Yeah.
Things happen.
Yeah.
It's heavy down there.
Yeah, I just seen him a couple weeks ago. He's so happy. That's a vision I'll always have him. And then Carlos Valdez, too. You know him? He's just 51.
I remember Carlos.
Yeah, he was a good dude, 51.
Really nice man. And
R. Before you were doing docs, Rudy, you said something about it earlier. You did fishing.
Uh-huh.
You had stopped and then went back.
Yeah.
Just for... How long was that? That was.
I went on the crabber.
Yeah.
You know, I
was
used,
season.
Yeah, I was used to fishing in Mexico, and you know the Mexican waters locally, but when I went up to Alaska, it was a whole different.
Barren Strait.
Oh my God! Whole much different on those crab boats. Well, when we landed in Dutch Harbor to fly over to St. Paul Island.
Yeah,
I was enlightened when I landed in Dutch Harbor because I walked off the plane, and it was like the snow was up to my chest when you walk in it. And I go, what am I doing here? And I just kept saying, my brother-in-law just kept telling me, Rudy, trust me, it's worth it. You're going to make some good dough. And I did it for 6 weeks, and I told the skipper.
6 weeks.
I said, skipper, I says, man, thanks a lot, but I got to get back home. And I started concentrating again down on the docks.
It was way more intense than fishing here.
Well, Mexico, you know, I saw some really bad weather down there.
Got
caught in a couple of, you know, bad situations down there where we had to jog. And, you know, that's just put the boat in gear and just jog kind of downswell until it passed us up. And, you know, you track it because you got the weather machine on the boat and everything like that, but it's still... Yeah, I was scared. I was truly scared.
Oh, yeah, but compare that to the sea up north.
The Bering Sea is like cold, and we were working in 30-foot seas, 35, 40-foot seas.
That's without a storm. That's
right.
Without a storm.
And it's blowing about, 55, 60 knots. It was...
It's just, that's the median.
Yeah, I just kept saying, you know, Rude, you got to get out of here.
Did you get a storm up there?
No, I did not.
But it was still tough enough.
It was tough enough. And I think it had a lot to do, because I still was kind of young when I did it. I was 34 years old.
Yeah.
And it taught me a lot about, wow, you know, after doing that, I felt like you can do anything now, Ruth, you know, because it was nasty.
How long has he been doing it?
My brother-in-law?
Yeah.
He finally retired from it. But he saw it all from a different perspective. Because he was always a chief engineer. So he was always taking
deck.
Care of the...
He's below deck.
Right? Below deck, taking care of the... They call him the keeper of the money. So the fish, he's a keeper of the fish, but they call him the keeper of the... They call him the banker. the engineer. Nicholas's grandfather was a chief engineer on these boats that went to Mexico. I don't know. You know, we'll see.
Motorman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what my pop was in the Navy, machinist mate.
Mm-hmm.
No place to hide when you're out there. It's rugged living.
And what I loved about Mexico, too, fishing Mexico, was it, you know, was it time to go out and make some money? But I learned a lot about the engine room, the shaft alley, the refrigeration, and turning wrenches. And how sometimes we'd blow a piston out there, you know, and you'd have to pull, a Fairbanks. It was an old Fairbanks engine. And, you know, all the guys are down there turning the wrenches with the engineer. And get to come along, move the head, get the other one, put it in. And you learned, you know. It was like, it was good. I loved it.
Yeah, everybody had to work together.
Right.
Nobody else to call out there.
Right. Yeah. And to be able to see things that you never saw before. You know, I think the whole time I fished down below, I maybe saw one great white in my whole life. Mm-hmm. Saw a couple of blue whales down in Tortuga Bay. You get to see turtles.
Matt saw some over here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I got to see.
When was that?
September.
I got to see all the islands down there. There's this one little island. It used to be an active volcano. It's called Benedicto. It's next to Clarion and Socorro Island. And then there was a place called Hurricane Bank. And if the weather was good, man, you know, you cross your fingers and load up in a couple of sets, and you go home, you know. But if the weather got bad there, there's really no place to run.
Mm-hmm. Scary. Yeah, man. Yeah. My grandfather's boat crashed on Guadalupe Island long, many moons ago.
What was the name of the boat? Do you remember?
Adriatic, I think.
Yeah? Yeah, that sounds real familiar. The difference between fishing Mexico and up in Alaska was very dark. It was like we were fishing this crab, and it was always freaking dark. You know, it was like, come on, where's
time
this?
Of year? What time of year was it?
It was July. I'm sorry, January.
Oh, yeah. So, okay,
and it was dark. It was cold. It was rough. It was like, you know, take a chance. Maybe I would have fell in love with it and been a millionaire for it, but no. All the guys that I fished was up there. The only guys that were making the big bucks then were the skippers and the engineers. The crew members, they were making a nice dollar.
But they give it back.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I remember I played in Ketchikan and prices were so high. These guys had come back with all the money. And
mm-hmm.
After working that hard, I hear in New England too, the same idea.
Mm-hmm.
You go out and work that hard and they just come and blow all the bones they make.
Definitely not much harder work.
Speaking of crab, how was that crab? That my wife's little.
Yeah, my mod, I shared with her.
Oh, no.
So.
Good.
Yeah, marinated.
Good.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
Yeah, so 15 years of fishing.
Uh huh.
And the docks, you come home every night.
Yeah. You know, I was telling Nick, you know, that when I first started down there, I had to take jobs that I didn't, you know, I didn't necessarily, I wanted it, but it wasn't something I got to pick. Now I get to do what I want to do every day, you know, just by putting in the hard work and the time down there. With Nick, you know, I said, son, you're not always going to get to play the music you might want to play with. I started a little, some guys asked me, a couple longshoremen, if I would play bass with them. We've been in the studio just having fun with it. And I want him to get in there with us and learn a couple of the songs we're learning and just to get out there and actually start, you know, really just having some fun with it right now. You know,
great. We're at the end of the first hour. January 31st, 2012. Hang tight for hour two. January 31st, 2012. It's the second hour of the Lot from Pedro show.
And then the song is written from some end of the day. Destitute sighs, home to outline the rapture of dust as bled words indicate pleasant superficiality. Drawn by the ripe white rain, a horse, and the evil of its perfection, more the whole trustworthy episode gained over a pressured expanse of midnight blue. Removing gilded helmets, charred flesh glistening in the musing of sun over approaching headstones. Softened lies with pictures of the mind. Sorrowful lightness and revolt, these rains of psychosomatic citronella. Centrifugal ripples of boredom, and I the stone, shaped like a song. Our differences to claim the market of toxins urinating upon a fossilized Armageddon. In a manner to locate the fat of my being, scars from thorns above the taciturn yoke. And God's weary poses called down to innocence, creating time with peddled rubbish, the bloody ink blots of scream therapy, like motivation to walk these words. The mind composed of sparks. And star patterns, pressurized by the blood of angelic flowers. Nervous angels and the combined colors of rainstorms, red, gray against photographs of crucified cancer. The ingredients of a tampered dream like the love of loneliness and molecules. Third man of silver shovel. Sunk with thoughts of suffocation, while suspended in the black of dreams. Milking words of blazing sorrow on the elbows of a tired star. Watching dragonflies from the basement window, cathedral eyes lubricated in blood. The parasite divides its head. Mortality sleeping. The duration of an ongoing investigation. Experiments with pacification, time now designated in the comforts of carbon dioxide and homing odor. Kent syndrome, time the frozen spectrum embodying the distortion pedals of the musical hour. The imprint of temporality and the sick of patience with insect toil, a tribute of days, explanation of concept of fire. Fossil of light, burning swallowtails, envisioning snow across a fear of forward motion. Invisible door, closets, and feet the sun, as I long, within a box like a foot of void seashore. From outward perspective, a nervous line went to the river, to view the split skin. Under houses of reflection, a puppeteer recites these apocalyptic snowdrifts, either way glowing like hair gummed. Umbrella is free wind farewells, frosted friend typography, dissecting seconds in the tragic mock silence of children. Porthole soul bled, a sizable vessel, target to autumn, beyond motherly grace and diamond violence. Swimming in circles, tracing an elaborate contemplative morning, like waking up in a person and a microscope. Turn the work down, an official legacy, sawing the heads from talking letters. Eraser of supercilious love, safely transporting its skin of clay to the clearing where we shall shave ourselves free of stubborn gravity. A special leftward strike of acquiescence while walking you, as you are unlike the wake of things. A long pull set in flesh, a closing, the result of falling sands. Seahorse washed ashore, simple hum and drone, the wall becoming smoke for eye and paisley bloom. How I have seized in flame the frozen diaries of children under flesh, twin to off wish and sun, friendly bliss states, bottles of beer, torn in town, and as antiquated as instantly. Infants sipping silicone from simple puddles, the feline contused. Hearts like old orange plastic suction to a wall of water. A syringe-like thought perceiving broken lip diseases with bathed winter warnings. Improvised masks of yellow rain. The embalmed body holding silken seashells. Flock gently in light, literature so deprived, topping the great wet stocking, a jewel on its side, opening yellow jacket windmills lost within hangman winds. Growth kissed the coal of a buoyant heart, welcomed chum machines overlooking all dissolution. When and where the negative image, small claims, momentary concern, the homeward smoke of words. Cracks in violet, the innards of the moon, recorded sounds walking in powders of stone and sweet deer, names like sun and scar, weaving the passages of dwarfed books, trickling sun, ripples along, roadkill red carpets over and under oneself. There is reason to think in every direction. The name Sister's Happiness, sweet hair and marching smoky songs. Only freed in another mile, black robe psyche, colorless counter offer enabled, labial lady. Upstairs to the probability of the red room.
Can nobody hold us down? My mind to know. Let the people die. Somewhere
Pedro show started off second hour with some Swenson Klein from Canada doing Dome Call. And then some Korean stuff. Can't Nobody 21 live thing. And then Germany, Basho with Tune Called Disappears. And finally from France, Papier Tigre. With Small and Old Country. That's, I got to do 9 gigs with them in their land last fall. Great band. So we talk about fishing, talking about docks, and then at the end there, talking about bass. When did you get on the bass?
When I was about 14. 14 years old. You know?
So you're older than Nick is now.
Yeah. Yeah. 14, I started.
Not too much older.
No. No.
And what got you into bass?
Geezer Butler.
Yeah. You met him?
I didn't get to meet him, but when I first saw that album, you know, Black Sabbath, and
it just. Oh, ladies on the cover.
But I got to see him, you know, when I first saw him play.
Yeah.
It was at the California Jam. Wow. I got to see him play, and we had.
Good, I was at that gig.
Yeah, we were.
But I think that's Sabbath. That's a little down the road. I saw him a couple times before that.
Yeah,
but he's really great.
Yeah,
yeah, he was one of my favorites. Still is.
Yeah,
man, amazing. And I found out later he wrote all the words too, not just the bass parts.
Mm-hmm.
Really good player. Interesting bass lines.
Mm-hmm.
They'll always be my favorite band.
Did you stick with it through all the years or with certain phases?
No. When I went commercial fishing, I lost it all.
You never brought a bass on the boat on the voyage with you?
No, you can't take the bass with you. But, it's kind of like, it was funny because when Nick was born, my wife and I were walking by a pawn shop. And I told her, I'm going to get another bass. I need that bass. I gotta start playing it again.
What do you mean? Like, let's trade Nick for it?
No. Because I knew I was gonna have to be around. I knew I was gonna have to be around the house. You know, because I wanted to. But I bought this bass.
No, but you must have had a bass when you were 14. No, were you playing with friends?
No, okay. I had a bass.
He sold it.
Right. When you got had it out. So yeah. I want to get another bass.
Yeah, what about another bass?
Yeah, okay.
It's just when you get older, you start remembering things.
No, less young.
Yeah.
You never get old.
Yeah, for me, it's like, God, it's just something I love to do. Nick will tell you, I practice every night with mine. You know, I have fun with it. Try to learn things. I'm what you call a ham and egger, you know. I just love to play, but, you know, that's why I admire, you know, you so much, Mike. It's just incredible, you know, how you put music together. And for me, being enlightened and learning a different phase of how music is made and how it sounds and, you know, I missed out on a lot of music back in the day. But
back in the day. Were you born in Pedro?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So you say Geezer.
Uh-huh.
First time you saw a bass player knew it was the bass.
Right, right.
That's why he had a big impact on. Because you didn't know Pedro guys playing.
No, not too much.
Bass was mysterious for me, too. I didn't know. It was hard for me to know what bass was at Arena Rock Show. You were so far away.
Yeah, the guy who impressed me the most when I was like 16 years old was watching Joe Pinellas play the bass. You know, he was Very good at it, you know. And
the guy in our class was who was in the school orchestra playing stand-up. It was Mark Torlizzi. You remember him? Rudy's in my class.
Yeah.
He was the man as far as, like, school, as far as a bass. And I remember he wanted to play piano for some talent school thing at the school, so he asked me to play bass for him. But he was the man in those days. And the guitar guy was Richard Madariaga.
Madariaga.
In those days.
Right.
Everybody looked to him. He was,
the other guy that a lot of people said that was really good. I never listened to him. I listened to his music, but was Chuck Alvarez.
He's still around playing, right? Doing blues.
And Chuck Alvarez.
I think Georgie played some gigs with him.
Oh, another guy who was a great guitar player out of Pedro was, oh my God, the black kid. Les. Les Coulter.
Oh, Les Coulter.
Oh my God, you know. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
He's a union brother now.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brother Matt's coming up for spin cycle time. Do you have a co-conspirator with you today?
Well, we're going to see what happens. Nick got the bongos, so.
Start bonging?
Yeah, we'll just throw something down here. It's been a while, so we'll see what we can whip up.
charge of the sun. Oh, you dumb. We're corporate lies. They and I are gonna rise. Separate yourself from the media's attack. Settling and fit to know you everything but fat. Set the termination fighters and a bunch of nuns will be equal to cultivating eye. You can find the TV. Take it in, spit it out, give it up. What the fuck? Give it up! Oh, what the fuck? Give it up. It gets you all fucked up. Like a Picasso. Disjointed or blue. Aficionado. Doesn't tell you what to buy, what to wear, what to sleep. Tell you what to watch, how to live, what to eat. Tell you where to go, what to do, what the fuck. Give it up. It gets you fed up. Fucked up. Sick and tired, don't desire. Gets you beaten up. Corporate lies. Satan and I gonna rise. Separate yourself from the media's attack. Rattling and fits and argue everything but facts. And the terminate the fighters and imaginize the weak. With the calculating out, you can find the truth. Take it in, spit it out, give it up. What the fuck? I'll give it up. Oh, what the fuck? I'll give it up. There's a brain dead man, a rifle to pick in. There's a doomsday clock, ticking. Doesn't tell you what to buy, what to wear, when you sleep. Tell you what to watch, how to live. Tell you where to go, what to do, what the fuck, give it up. Are you fed up? Sick and tired, don't desire. Are you screwed up? Open eyes, Dane and I are gonna rise. Separate yourself from the media's attack. Rattling and pissing, are you everything but facts? Just to terminate the fighters and abide your nuzzle beak with the calculating eye. You can find it. Give it up! Oh, what the fuck? I'll give it up! Oh, what the fuck? Take it in, spit it out, give it up, what the fuck? My life.
Thank you very much, Brother Matt.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
Big
you,
Big Man Nick, for collaborating. Anyway, your hand's stinging?
What? Not really, actually.
All right.
I could have gone longer. Pounded.
All right. You're pounding.
Building the endurance.
And did a good job.
Thank you.
Respect. Very cool.
And Brother Matt was throwing you sliders and knuckleballs and curves, floaters. Let's hear some tunes.
Back something you could validate. Reflections bounce off dusty mirrors. That's how we communicate.
Pedro Show. Finish up the second act. Brother Matt, I forgot to ask you, what was your inspiration and
fire? I have been so out of the loop as far as everything goes. I've just been being
loopless.
I've been loopless. Yeah,
loopless.
So I was just trying to fling something together.
Fling something for...
It wouldn't embarrass me.
Get the Nick dancing on his bongo skins. Okay, last music we heard here was Give Me Back My Basement by The Fountain. After that was Burial Ground by Sassafras, Sailor Alexander.
Oh, yeah.
Our man from Dondo. Pompeii Ballet from Daphne Oram. She was a pioneer lady in electronic music in the 60s. BBC. Who was that other lady?
Used to cut the tape Tyler, and loops and stuff.
Right. They didn't have synthesizers yet. Derbyshire, Deliah Derbyshire. She's the one who performed the famous version of the Doctor Who theme we all know. But this was a contemporary of hers. And finally, Unnoticed by Dirty Verdi. Verdi's green, but I asked the dude, he said dirty was just some word. It ain't D-I-R-T-Y, it's Verdi with the Verde. With him and played with him. I was last week to do two songs with Bernie Worrell. I got to do Stupid. I'll talk about it next hour. But at the end of the second hour, Walk from Pedro Show, January 31st, 2012 edition. Hold tight for hour three. January 31st, 2012. It's the third hour of the Walk from Pedro Show.
So you wanna she shoots up through the stars.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
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 Bob from Pedro Show. Start off. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, $20 bet going right now.
Yeah, sorry. Anyway, we started off the third hour with some insignificant news. Who's going to win the bet?
Well, I'm pretty sure that. Well, I was going to say, Wayne Kramer, what was like the most famous band he played guitar for?
Brother Wayne Kramer, yeah. We start off the third hour with him doing Junkie Romance. Probably didn't know him for that tune. It's a pretty good one, though. He had a band with Johnny Thunder. You might not know this.
Yeah.
But he had a band with Mr. Johnny Thunders called Gang War. And, it's a pretty good record, but there's some health issues, I think, those days. Brother Wayne Kramer's much together. He was just touring with Marianne Faithful on guitar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I saw him do some, you're probably thinking of MC5.
Yeah.
They still do some reunion gigs with Michael Davis and
some Hell Ride last year, right?
Thompson. Yeah, me and Perk had him do Hell Ride with us where we didn't do any MC5, all Stooges. He did good. That was intense. That's why I popped my, after the gig, Morado is what they call a bruise.
Yeah.
And I had a big one, my whole arm.
Oh, yeah.
I remember, man, I saw that.
What's this?
It's an elbow.
Elbow?
Rodilla is a knee. Elbow, it's a good one.
I know, Jap, it's Kiji.
Kiji?
Yeah, I think so.
Kiji.
Giza? Rodilla. Ah, boy, language getting pretty intense.
Mm-hmm.
My memory is terrible. Anyway, at that gig was, that scene. That way. It was, us three playing was neat, but when it was over and I walked off that step, there was another step. My arm tried to catch me in the hatch jam.
And it got you.
Well, yeah, it got me, but my weight carried me through and it popped it right out.
Yeah.
And I put it back in. I went to the boat, people wanted to talk to me and stuff, and I was like, out of my mind in pain, I got to get home, 28 miles from Santa Monica, S&M. I did it. I didn't want to be rude, so I talked to people, but it was hard to have a long
time. Yeah.
Okay, so Brother Wayne Kramer started off third hour there before us, and then we heard John Wayne Bro with Save Me, DMF after that with Anthem. And Autumn Leaves, but not the one everyone knows, from Holden Garden. My mommy went back to Cleveland and did a reunion with Brother Scott Cross on the drums, and Mr. Tom Herman was on the guitar. Guy I dig very much, and from his solo album, Tom Herman does Veil of Separation. So who won the bet, now that I told...
I lost, Mike.
Yeah.
I don't worry about
that. They're when contemporary of the Stooges in Ann Arbor. 60s band. That was some loud noise.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Looking at old footage. It was so intense.
Orosai. I know that one. That means noisy. Okay.
So you were talking about Bernie Worrell deal he just did.
No, Bernie had a gig with his... I don't know what it's called now, the Worrell World Orchestra, the Blue Warriors.
Yeah, some kind of orchestra.
He's just an incredible musician, and I got a call from the drummer man, Evan Taylor. Hey, why don't you come do Super Stupid Maggot Brain with us? And, okay. And it was in K-Town at that bootleg theater, and it was packed. The stage was packed, there were so many cats. And I did Super Stupid. They had a bass man. God, wish I would have got his name. A young guy, he's beautiful, very nice, kind of me. Eric McFadden played guitar with me for that song, which is tripped because a couple of years ago, Eric had me record on his album Super Stupid.
Oh, wow.
What deja vu that was. And then it was time for Maggot Brain, and I asked if we could do it the way I do it, which is kind of like a War Pigs way.
Yeah.
I put a swing to it. Use the same chords. And Lily Hayden, no relation to Petra, spelled different even, But I played with her last 16, 17 years ago with Porno for Pyros. She was there to do Eddie Hazel part on violin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then, you know, we're going through the thing, and Bernie points at me at some point, and, you know, you can't see this on the radio, but he's gesturing like plucking, huh? He wants me to do a solo. I've never soloed over those chords. I've always been, you know, the backup guy for Bag of Brains for the other people to go off. And I think on Ball Hugger Tugboat, Jay Maskus did over 14 minute solo. But anyway, so I thought, fuck, Bernie wants you to solo, then do it, you know. And I couldn't really hear. I was right up against the amps, and I didn't hit any sound. And it kept going. They got all small. The whole band got all little. Everybody was playing really great. And he's amazing. So it was kind of pan shooter for me. But I'm really glad I was there.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, he's an incredible person. Incredible musician. And I remember when I did the Ball Hugger Tugboat thing 17 years ago. He's on that with me and Jay. He's on the organ.
Bitching.
He was just happened to be across the hall doing another session. It's just luck. So anyway, yeah.
He played live at Fingerprints, I think, Sunday night.
He did a whole bunch of gigs because it was the NAMM weekend. He played so much. That the man's incredible. He really is. He's a singularity. You know, everybody... It's like speaking. Everybody can speak. Everybody can get playing if they want to, which is a good thing, expression. Then some cats can take it to a place where it's... I guess we all can. But he's been on that road a little while. Amazing. Let's play some music. Pedro Show. We just heard Dr. Herman Green, saxophonist. He grew up in New York City, but ended up in Memphis. I got to play with him 2 weeks ago. I got to record an album with him. Clarinet was Dave Aaron, trumpet Willie Waldman, the other sax, tenor, Brother Steve McKay, and drumming man named Terry Saffel, incredible drummer.
Great.
He's played a lot. He did a lot of Al Green and
playing with some of these platter coasters. In those days, man, the older days, a lot of the band, the managers owned the names and stuff. You know, it's kind of crazy. So you have a couple versions of the same band out on the road.
Yeah, coasters.
But I got to play with Terry Enskonk at his pad, too. This guy, great person, great musician. He's a principal at a school. Oh. You know, but he's an incredible musician. Wow. It was quite an experience. No guitar, no keyboards. It was just drum, bass, and horns. So different kind of thing in Memphis, which I never had recorded in that town before. I've been through it many times. And it was a place called Cotton Row Recorders. A Greek guy named Nico ran it. Runs it. He's ran it for 30 years.
Wow.
Which is amazing to have a studio going that long. And he's a beautiful cat, too, and his lieutenant man, Danny. It was a great experience for me. And I got to also do a memorial gig for my friend, Doug Rocket. A beautiful guy who passed away way too young. Lived healthy, too.
Yeah, trippy when you never...
He's born with diabetes, so he had kind of a weakness right from the thing, but he's a foot doctor. He's a great cat, Doug Rocket. Big lover of music. You don't always have to play to be a lover of music. You can be a listener, too.
Yeah, in fact, like everybody is listening. That sounds like a killer session. I can't wait to hear
it. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's being mixed right now, Dave Aaron. He's done a lot of work with Snoop Dogg and stuff. And he's a beautiful guy. He's went to music school there, and so did Willie Waldman, and that's their connection with Dr. Herman Green. 81 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful man. I brought three tunes in, and everybody had a tune also. I think Billy had two tunes. He wrote one for his pop just passed away, and he wrote a tune for him. It was a good experience for me. It's cold, too, 20s, 30s, even with the sun out. Yeah, Memphis gets a little cold. Humid, too, you know. Humid isn't just bad in the summer. In the winter, it conducts the heat out, you know. There's nothing like a wet cold, man.
Wow.
But I was very glad to be there. It was very happening for me. Yeah, great experience.
Do you have some killer barbecue?
My friend Holly brought some. I'd never left the studio. I was so focused on the thing. The only time I left the studio was to do that memorial gig at the pad called The Buck. Let's see. Yeah. This band gave me some music. They're called Courtesy, like with a trademark. Yeah, can you believe? Trippy name, but then the trademark. Let's hear some of that.
Yeah. confused, not real. Tell me who I am. What are you thinking now? Yes, baby, nothing ever works. Maybe sometime or never.
Show. In my ignorance, here I'm talking about Dr. Herman Green and my experience getting to record with him. And I've neglected to say what song he played for you people. He played Bow Power. And why did I pick Bow Power? Well, one reason was because, yeah, it came from Dr. Herman Green. But the other reason was Raymond Pettibone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He had a son named Bo Willow Pettibone.
Really?
January 14th. He's got a new shipment came on. Wow-y. So we got some cool. Bow Power.
Papa Raymond.
Yeah, Raymond. I love you, Raymond. He's coming back. He's in New York City now with the little one in Aida. Mama Aida. All doing well. And okay, next cool. month they're going to come back so I get to meet him in person.
Nice.
Little Bo Willow.
Yeah, he hasn't been on the show for quite a while, Raymond.
No. But you got to have him aboard. And I think last time you see him, he brought his cousin.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see, with the music we just played here, we heard some, yeah, Courtesy with Life, Man. And after that was The Machine by High Powered Boys. And then Get Some Sleep by Johnny Ma. Yeah, Ma's an incredible bass player. Got up in Seattle. He was in that band Culture Shock, I told you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those Kath Balkan guys. Monster by Youth Gone Mad after that. And then Mama Was a Liar by RF7. Followed by Tell Me Who I Am by False Alarm with Cheetah Chrome of the Dead Boys. And finally, Headless from The Crowd, which is an old Orange County band that still does gigs, I think.
Hmm.
Yeah, Bo Willa Pettibone.
Cool.
Yeah, little guy. I saw the pictures. I can't wait for him to come and explain to me curvature of space and, you know, forces of gravity. What they call those weak forces. So he'll make it all more plain to me. But I'm so happy for Raymond.
Yes.
And Aida.
Great. Very cool.
Spent. I guess he's a New Yorker.
Cool.
That's okay. That's quite all right. I think the next time I'm going to be in New York is in May for my book, Pictures.
Oh, cool.
We'll do something here in Venice at Baron Baroque. Maybe do my third opera with Tom and Raoul. I proc with them tomorrow. Yeah, Friday we do the Redwood. But over there, I think there'll be two events, one over here and one on the east side. And maybe find somebody to play with. Maybe ask Jay.
Yeah.
Come in from West Mass. I want to thank you, Rudy, Nick, the Aguilar men.
Yeah.
Stopped by here.
Surprise.
And giving us the word.
Cool. Honored.
On the...
Same here.
The music trip. I want to, give you more support, enthusiasm on your bass reunification.
Yeah,
and Nick, with your school things, including the jazz band, maybe.
Yeah, jump on that.
But your ceramics, your Spanish, and most important, though, your English classes,
because
that's a tough one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And next All Ages gig I do, please come and join me for some Minuteman songs. Come on back in the studio with George Hurley, doing the fourth Unknown Instructors album. We're trying to get rhythm section solid for Joe Biza there. Brother Matt, thank you so much for your always essential aid in a bed.
Cool.
This has been the January 31st, 2012 Watt from Pedro show. Keep your powder dry.
Cool.
Yeah.